All right, so today we're doing a deep dive on Kudlak Baird Limited.
Okay.
They're an electrical contractor,
Yeah.
and you sent this company profile into us, and it got us thinking.
Yeah.
They've been around for like 70 years.
Yeah.
So, what can we learn from just this profile about what makes a business, last that long?
70 years in the electrical contracting business is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an industry that can change a lot. So to see that kind of endurance, it
Yeah.
really makes you think, what are the ingredients? What are the core elements
Right.
that let them not just survive for that long, but, really thrive? Because they
Yeah.
started as a small family business and they've obviously grown into something much bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the first things that they emphasize in this profile is that they've had the same core value since the beginning,
Yeah.
quality professionalism value and c exceeding client expectations.
Right.
So in your experience, like how important is it to actually like state that up front? Like, how much does that kind of consistency factor into a company's long-term success?
Well, I think it's absolutely crucial. Those values are kind of like a compass. They guide everything a company does, and when they're clearly stated, and more importantly, when they're actually lived by,
Right.
it builds this really strong internal culture and a trustworthy external reputation.
That makes sense.
And that trust is so valuable, especially in a field like electrical contracting, where you're dealing with, expertise and reliability.
Definitely. And they go on to highlight their team in the profile. They've got licensed electricians, foremen, project managers, designers, estimators, even admin staff. It's a pretty comprehensive list. What does that tell you about how they've structured their operations, to be able to last this long?
Well, it suggests to me that they've got a real understanding of all the moving parts that go into providing electrical services. Especially at a large scale, you need that diverse range of expertise to handle all the different aspects of a project, efficiently and professionally.
Yeah.
It's not just about having skilled electricians, it's about having the whole ecosystem to support them.
I see. That makes sense. And they give some really specific examples of what they actually do. EV charger installations, service upgrades,
Yeah.
preventative maintenance,
Right.
even things like fixing parking lot lights.
Yeah.
So, that's a pretty broad range of services. What does that kind of breadth tell you?
Well, to me, it speaks volumes about their adaptability.
Okay.
They're not just sticking to one specific niche. They're willing to evolve with the market.
Yeah.
They're handling these emerging technologies like EV chargers, but they're also taking care of the more traditional stuff.
Right.
That kind of versatility is a huge asset for long-term resilience.
Yeah. And one thing that keeps coming up in the profile is this idea of client reliance. They talk about providing a gold standard of service, being a team that you can depend on. How much do you think their longevity comes down to those client relationships?
I think it's got to be a cornerstone of their success, in a service industry. Like, there's reputation and trust are everything.
Yeah.
If they're consistently delivering that high quality, reliable service, clients are going to come back again and again, and they're going to tell other people about them.
Word of mouth.
Exactly. And that word of mouth, that repeat business, gives them a huge advantage in the long run.
Makes sense.
It makes you think about all the ways they must have built and nurtured those relationships over 70 years.
Right. So it sounds like, from this profile, we're seeing that Kudlak Baird's staying power really comes down to these key things. Sticking to their core values, building a well-rounded team, adapting to the market,
Absolutely.
and really focusing on being a dependable partner for their clients.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
So hopefully, this deep dive gives you a clearer sense of what might be behind their 70 years in business.
For sure.
Now we're curious, what aspects of a company's identity do you find most telling when you're trying to understand their ability to stand the test of time?